I believe you. President Vanatone, you are surely walking the right path. I believe you that you are.
Thank you, Johnny Dorsler.
You had it hidden on your body when you came back to this world from another dimension. You shot Gyro with it before. It's the gun that finished him. This gun could also do things like that. And you threw that gun away before. You used all the bullets before, so now the chamber is empty. There isn't a single shot left. As a test, try picking up that gun. I believe your vow. 100% now. I want to shoot you with opposite rotation and stop the infinite rotation that is going on now in your body. From my heart, I really want to do that. But I want to believe another 1% that behind your vow, somewhere deep behind it, there lies no deceptive surprise, attack, and betrayal. All you have to do is pick up that gun with your own hand. I'm sure nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. That will do. If nothing happens, everything will be able to come to an end. And I'll believe you 101%. Just try picking it up, President Valentine.
My heart and actions are utterly unclouded. They are all those of justice.
And then the President slowly moved. He grabbed the gun and it was fused. I knew I was right. I wanted to believe him, but I knew I was right. Then we shot at one another. Punched me where he stand. Then I shot him again.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, over here. Over here, I'm moving. Over this way. If that's how it is, I'm okay. My real name, you promised? Right. Don't tell anybody. See ya, take care.
I really wanted to believe him, but I knew I couldn't. I had to say goodbye to Gyro. So I shot Valentine in the head. He just collapsed. I stand. Drew out from his body. And then his dust. The dust just walled away his napkin. I just left to cry. President Valentine's gone. He's dead. And his stand was destroyed. And after he died, he disappeared to some other dimension. But no humans exist in this world who know the fact. Everyone is gone. No one's left. I can stand up a little. I've always imagined it'd be more noble, more dramatic, but it's like the moon becoming full. It's the thing itself is kind of unconcerned about. Mr. Steele, everything's over now. Lucy's safe. Poco Loco's in the lead. Then hits a Gaia. And then Baby Yaga too. At this rate, the race will soon be a big success. And there's someone who already won. I need to find Gyro. Gyro's corpse. I need to bury it. The coastline is gradually receding back to the ocean. If my friend gets washed away, I couldn't be okay with that. I need to find him. Gyro's objective for entering the Steel Ball Race was to save an innocent boy in his home country with amnesty. At the very least, I want to tell what kind of race that Gyro ran across this continent to his country and his father. And my thanks and responsibility to Gyro. That's the last thing I need to do. The corpse, it's gone, along with the blanket. The corpse that I tied up, it's disappeared. Someone's took it. Thank you for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Steel Ball Run. Please tune in tomorrow where we hear the conclusion of this filling drama. Thank you for listening always.